What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
Moncrief on News Talk.
It's one of those showbiz stories that really only take place in films, but became a reality for Glaswegian Daniel Rooney. Daniel was performing covers in the Radisson Hotel in Glasgow when the TV presenter Ross King made him a life-changing offer. Take That were performing in the OVO Hydro across the road, but their support act, Ollie Murs, was delayed. So Daniel was asked if he'd like to perform in that slot instead. He said yes, by the way. Afternoon, Daniel.
Afternoon, Sean. How's things?
Not too bad. Tell us about your career before this happened. How long had you been playing in the Radisson for? Was that kind of an every Friday night gig sort of thing?
Yeah, it just depends, really. It's usually a couple of times a week. So anytime there's a show in the arena, the Hydro Arena across the road, they put music on before and after the show. So, on Friday night, I happen to be there during that lucky moment.
And what kind of covers have you been doing there?
I just do a real mix of stuff, from old stuff like Beatles and Rolling Stones to modern stuff like Pill and the Teeny, Amy Winehouse. Just a real mix, folk and soul as well, you know, just a real mix of genres.
And had you been gigging around Glasgow for years, months? How long have you been doing that kind of thing?
It's been a full-time thing now for about a couple of years, for about 2 years, just gigging most nights in Glasgow, yeah.
Okay, yeah. And obviously Ross King saw you before he went over, before he went across the road and was impressed by you. Were you even aware that he had been looking at you?
Well, no, not really. I seen him in the restaurant with his family. I didn't really think anything of it. It wasn't until he got the call from Gary Barlow that Ollie Murs couldn't make it. He sprung into action and said there was a singer in the hotel that was doing quite well. And he asked Gary if that was okay. And Gary said, yeah, bring him over. Let's see what he's got.
Yeah. And so did he come over to the Radisson and say, you won't believe this, but, or was it somebody in the hotel who said this to you?
It was a waiter that came over and he said, Ross King's in there and he's got an opportunity that's going to change your life. And that's how it all happened.
Okay. And so how long did it take? How many times did you say, you know, shut up, get out of here before you actually...
there was an initial feeling of, who's at the wind-up here? Who's trying to have a wee joke? And right enough, Ross King and all his family, they were ready to go to the Hydro. They were ready to rock and roll, and he showed me the messages between him and Gary, and it was truth. Aye.
Oh God! So, how much did they tell you in advance of that? Then, as in, how long of a set were you supposed to do, and was it just you and a guitar?
Just me and a guitar. I had my stomp box, which you get a little beat going for people to dance and stuff like that. And they gave me. I think we left the Hydro at 7, and we started the show at 7:30. So we had 30 minutes to run over, have a quick sound check. I met the band, had a wee conversation with them, and they were great. They were brilliant. They really calmed me down, and we chatted about what songs to play. And and then we were singing to 14,000 people. It was unbelievable.
And presumably, at least some of those people would have been expecting Ollie Murs. So what kind of a reaction did you get? Was there an explanation that Ollie Murs was stuck in a plane someplace?
Yeah. Well, thankfully, Ross King went on first, and he gave the story why Ollie Murs wasn't there. I think a lot of people already knew. But then he said he was in the Radisson and he seen me, so they've drafted me in last minute. But the crowd really got behind me, and they were brilliant as well. And they sang to every song, and they were there every step of the way. And yeah, they were just brilliant, you know, typical Glasgow crowd on a Friday night, just the best.
This isn't the biggest crowd you've sung in front of, though.
Well, I've done a few things in the past. I've played a little bit of guitar for bands, like session guitar work. But this was the f- first time, just me singing on my own, 30-minute notice. So it was just crazy, and in my weekend. Yeah. It's just getting more mental.
Yeah, I know. I mean, actually, since then, it was my mistake. You were down performing as a fan, but like at the half time you performed at the Celtic match.
Oh yeah. So the plan. So I went. I was invited to the Celtic game, and I met Brendan and the rest of the coaching team and the directors, and yeah, we had a great day. I went on to half-time on the pitch. The plan was to play some music, but it was such short notice. We didn't have everything set up ready to start singing, but we went on anyway, and we'd done a speech of what happened at the weekend, and yeah, it was just a great day out, and Celtic won 3-0, so yeah, perfect day for a Celtic fan.
Funny thing, if this had been said to you earlier in the day and you had time to think about it, you might have been more nervous than you were when you actually went out and did the gig in the Hydra.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's what I keep saying to people. If you told me at 9 a.m. that was happening, I'd be, a bit of a nervous wreck. But there was just no time to think about it. You had 30 minutes and you just had to think about like what we're singing, what we're going to do up there and what we're going to say. So it was just, thrown into the deep end, but I think that was the best thing.
Yeah. Your surname is Rooney and you're a Celtic fan. Do you have any Irish connections?
Yeah, so all my family's from County Donegal, so we go over there every year and see the family, and it's a special place for us to go, and love it.
That's where the cool head comes from, obviously. And in terms of your career now, Daniel, are there, apart from playing in front of 60,000 Celtic fans, have there been any other developments or offers so far?
So right now we're working on releasing some music. Me and the boys back in Glasgow, we're working hard on releasing some stuff in the next week or two. And I was down in London yesterday. I done the Lorraine Kelly show, talking about just what happened, and it's just been crazy. But the plan now is just to work hard, get some music out there, and just see what happens, ride the wave.
Brilliant. So is it all over now for the Radisson? Are the Radisson sending you pleading emails saying please come back?
Well, I'm back in tonight. I'm back in tonight at 5:30. So we're not stopping. I'm gigging all week still, and working hard recording music. So we're not stopping now, and we'll keep going.
A wise man. Work is work. If you're in the Glasgow area, you could do worse than drop into the Radisson there to see Daniel perform. Daniel Rooney, thanks a million.
Thanks very much, Sean. Nice chatting to you.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.